Phonation, resonation, inflection, projection, and other things that rhyme as well. Hello, this is Peter Stewart. Welcome to today's episode. Get a better broadcast podcast and voice over voice. We're looking at the moment at various vocal exercises for you. And today we're looking at panting. Yeah, this is one of the ubiquitous exercises. Most people seem to talk about the panting exercise when you go to a vocal or a voice coach. Your vocal folds make a tense and strained sound if they're closing too tightly over the airflow. But a pleasant and easy sound is made when the folds meet and vibrate, stimulated by air passing over them. Now, in this exercise, we'll first work on aspirant consonants, which are produced with the vocal folds open, so not vibrating at all. You can let more air through your vocal folds by making a breathier sound, such as the sound that comes with the, well, we might as well say the letter H, but you're not actually saying H, because of course, as we saw the other day, that's causing that glottal pressure, because the word H actually starts with an A. So it's one of those vowels that actually pushes air between your vocal folds. But instead, pant like a dog. That kind of H sound. Or her. Yeah, so lots of air. Don't actually put an R on the end of it at this stage, but that's the kind of sound that we're trying to get, that panting like a dog, or the her without an R sound on the end. Now, always with these exercises, particularly when they involve breathing, always monitor your feelings so you don't feel dizzy during the course of the exercise. And we'll say something similar when we're looking at skeletal exercises in a few weeks' time. Always make sure that something isn't hurting. Okay, so make a breathy sound for, say, 10 seconds. Now, a breathy R sound up the scales as a glide. Now, we spoke about glides yesterday. Some people call them sirens. You may have heard them called sirens before. And it doesn't matter whether you're in tune or not. And I probably won't be because I don't have that kind of musical background or musical ear. But let's have a little go, okay? A breathy It's a little bit like the hum, but you're introducing a little bit more breath into the vocalisation this time round. Essentially what you're doing is just giving a gentle massage to your vocal folds. You're just letting some air through, not so much that they're going to be dry and strained, anything like that. But you're just giving them a little bit of vibration around that whole larynx area without actually pushing them together. And you've got that gentle hummy slide in there as well. That's today's exercise, so I'll leave that with you so you can have a few goes at that over the course of the next 24 hours. And with all of these, what you're building up is maybe a list of ones that you particularly like, ones that work with your day-to-day workflow, for example, ones that you find fun, ones that you find easy. Obviously, don't just do the ones that you find easy. You want to do some ones which are a little bit more challenging as well, but certainly not ones that hurt or strain you. Tomorrow, the yawn sigh vocal exercise as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.